They aren't looking to buy. Specifically now, it turns out the property websites, they hit a little differently during a global pandemic, guys. Lots of people, not going out, dating, you know, drooling, doing the things, whatever. So to fill the gap, what do? Scroll through some property. Like, have a look at some houses, some window shopping. It's just so great. Like, oh, no, I would never, not that kitchen. No, why did you do that? Oh, can't buy that house. Yeah, it's 4.5 million rand out of my budget, just by the way. but like, oh, no, with that kitchen, I wouldn't take it if you gave it to me. Like, forget it. It's not going to happen. Do you guys do this as well, or is it just me?
No, some people, particularly when you want to feel a bit like, you know, you want to make yourself feel good and that, some people go shopping. Mm-hmm. I go house hunting, even though I can't afford it. But afterwards, I feel like I've actually purchased that house. It's weird.
Are you physically going to the houses, or are you looking at them online as well?
No, I look at them online, but I used to be one of those that used to go to show houses on Sunday.
Are you serious? Before COVID, yes. Even, you were doing this?
I used to go to a show house. If a particular house in, like, especially close to me was on show, I would go between 2 and 5.
You're the and no- I would go and have a look at this neighbor. House. You're the nosy neighbor, yeah, who's checking out the other neighbor's properties.
Oh, and I loved it, especially if it was off plan as well. Like, if it was off plan, then I was there. Hey, I look at the spare cars and I'm there.
Oh my word, who are you? Off plan.
Not just the sports reader.
And like, so for those who haven't been on our little journey for this like whole lockdown thing, Duran also was like mid home renovation when lockdown happened, and was like half living with a half done house, and then took all the dogs, the kids, everything, was living somewhere else because the property was half done. And then what happened in my mind now is that you were going to all these other houses and you were checking out the competition. Like, you were looking at like, you've got a little water feature over there. I'm going to see that water feature. I'm gonna level up on you with some marble. Two water features. Bam.
Gonna raise you a Wild Waters.
Yeah. Slippery slide.
Not a whole Wild Waters.
No, listen. Then the Far East Rand, they take it to another level. Another level. There's a whole house hunting thing. So you were doing it before it was popular, Duran. I must say, I've only really gotten into, and I wasn't going to actual houses, only online, like clickety click, like look, click, have a look and see what the rates are, like the area. Ooh, and then sometimes I'd even like find the road and then like see what it's close to and things like
okay,
that.
Okay, Google Earth.
Oh no, I love me a parquet floor. Like, oh, you've got a cottage, rental opportunities there, added income, because you know, everyone's hemorrhaging cash right now. Mm-hmm. But renting out a little flatlet, nothing wrong with that. Also, home office opportunities. Yeah, all these things. Here's the deal, though. According to the psychologists, browsing real estate provides escapist fantasies. It's one of the main reasons why we're doing it. So you're busy looking at these things? Yeah?
That makes complete sense. Like, for me, I am into that stuff, but that's why I watch a lot of HGTV rather. Like, I'll watch the makeovers and I'll watch the houses, people looking for houses. I'm obsessed. It's like the only thing that plays in my house.
Yes.
But when I start going onto Property 24, I'm going to end up applying for a bond. Like, and you know, I'll get rejected because I'll be like, give me this 4 million rand house, ma'am.
I've got like a top 10 favorites. Like, you can do a little heart icon and like favorite it. And then, guys, there was this one place with a round swimming pool. It was a circle, a big circle. The house was a U-shape. They had like an east wing and a west wing. Like the White House. Like, it full on, it's here in Emerentia. It's not available anymore. But I had it favorited. And every time I'd go to see someone, I'd be like, oh, you guys are house hunting. Don't you want to share with us? Because we can only afford half of this. You can have the east wing and we'll have the west wing of the house. Guys, they had heaters on the balcony. They had curtains and flowers and heaters on the balcony.
Gosh.
There was a full balcony around the top and the bottom and a round swimming pool that was bigger than 3 swimming pools put together, because I saw the Google Earth view, of course I did, to see what it looked like from above. And it was geometrically very pleasing and was amazing to look at. So I was like, this is the one that I want. Nobody would split the bond with us, though. So it's gone to somebody else. I hope you enjoy your round pool. It's not going to be me. I'm very upset about that. So, yes, it is a thing. If you are one of these people, being voyeuristic, escapist, it's cool. This is exactly what the psychologists have said. And if you've done something similar, properties or otherwise, let us know. Hit us up in the voice notes, 082-550-5151. It's a no judgment zone. You heard how incredibly far I have taken this. And not quite as far as Duran, who's actually gone to the houses.
Duran.
But Duran's going
there
physically.
I've even put... I've even put deposits down on stands.
You're
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had to be like reined in and be like, look, you know that eventually you have to commit to this when they start building.
Stand.
I was like, yeah, okay, let me get my deposit back.
Wow. Here I thought I was the extreme one. There you are putting money down. Sibs is watching it on TV. We all got our levels. What are yours?
Would it be a crime to stare into your eyes? Find the secrets in the chambers of your mind.